It seems to me that the Dominic Cummings issue over the last weekend, which received all the publicity, has driven a whole hole, if that's the appropriate term, through the whole kind of government's policy towards easing out of lockdown. I think it's destroyed the credibility of the government, and the lockdown was heavily dependent upon people's goodwill, heavily dependent upon people voluntarily adhering to the recommendations, the rules and regulations. And we now have a situation where the man responsible for helping to formulate these rules and regulations and recommendations, he himself actually infringed upon these rules and regulations. And therefore, a whole issue of credibility about the government's policy has been undermined. The breakdown of social distancing is all going to go underground. Okay, we may social distance when we're in supermarkets and in public places, but I think in terms of our private lives, in the evenings, particularly, shall we say, young people who like to socialise, in the evenings you'll get people getting together with their boxes of beer or whatever, or not necessarily boxes of beer, but getting together, watching Netflix, meeting up and so forth, and basically just ignoring the social distance recommendations in this kind of underworld of social distancing. As a result of this, the virus, I think, is likely to rear its head again in a much more significant way, such that I think there could be another second wave later this spring or in the summer. I think it's quite impossible for the police to monitor our private lives, to monitor what goes on inside our homes. It's impossible to police whether friends are calling on each other, visiting each other, having barbecues in the back garden or in the sitting room. And to ask the police to do this, it's just impossible. And it comes back then to the issue that social distancing, for it to be effective, has to be based upon voluntary goodwill, voluntary recognition that we have to do this for the social good. And Dominic Cummings' behaviour during that period of time when he went to the north of England totally undermined that. I fully appreciate that he had kind of family issues, but lots of people have had family issues. Lots of people have been unable to visit dying elderly relatives because they have adhered to the lockdown rules and regulations. And yet here we have a man who actually helped to construct those rules and regulations, actually ignoring them for his own in his own personal life. I think if the Prime Minister had a change of heart and in a sense fired Dominic Cummings, I think it would make no difference at all. I think the damage has been done. The damage has been done in the sense that the trust in the government, the credibility of the government has been undermined. And now backtracking would almost be seen as a sign of weakness and certainly would not rebuild trust between people and the government, which is so important for something like having lockdown or social distancing maintained over the coming weeks. I think there needs to be an independent inquiry into the whole process right from January, when alerts by experts were being ignored, to when Boris Johnson was saying we have the best scientists, we have the best skills in the world to cope with this kind of thing, we've got everything under control, right through to ending up with the highest death rate from coronavirus in Europe. I think lots of questions need to be answered, from the lack of kind of protective clothing for frontline staff, right through to government decision making in terms of when it implemented a lockdown and how it's managed that lockdown process during the following, after that, and right during the following kind of 2 months or so.